This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the past few months, Marketplace has been watching how the Affordable Care Act has been playing out in the city of Camden, New Jersey. One of the reasons we picked Camden is because of the innovative work that's already gone on there before health care reform was even a gleam in President Obama's eye. There's word this morning that one of those innovators in Camden, Dr. Jeffrey Brenner, has won the Genius Grant from the MacArthur Foundation. He organized a system in Camden that actually tracks down the poorest patients who need care. Dr. Brenner, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me about the germ of this idea. Where did it come from?
It came from a very humble origins. We convened a meeting in Camden that we called the Health Provider Breakfast Group. And it was a group of grumpy, frustrated primary care doctors complaining about the healthcare system. And that was 11 years ago.
And ultimately, it's really about delivering healthcare to people's door.
That's right. We have a very passive healthcare system in America. We're phenomenally good at cutting, scanning, zapping, and hospitalizing. But we don't talk to people, and we don't coordinate their care, and they get lost in the healthcare system.
And it's especially challenging pulling that off in a city like Camden?
Ironically, Camden may be the best place in the country to do this because no one is fighting me over more market share. So think about how the American healthcare system works. Hospitals get paid for filling the beds, not for emptying them. So ultimately, keeping people healthy, there's no business model for that.
That said, the model could apply elsewhere.
Absolutely. This is not poverty work. There are people all over the country that have terrible stories about getting lost in the healthcare system. We can separate Siamese twins, we can transplant hearts and lungs, we can cure cancer, but the system's overwhelmingly complicated, and we haven't caught up with that complexity.
As a practical matter, give me a sense of this. Someone who's suffering from a chronic condition, let's say diabetes, who wouldn't get down to the clinic or wouldn't be able to see a doctor, you might be able to identify that person and show up?
Yep. So the way our projects work is we run a health information exchange, which enables us to get data every morning of who's been admitted to the hospital. We send teams right up to the bedside, go to their home within 24 hours of discharge, and then they go with them to their primary care appointment and with them to their specialty appointment. And these are the most costly, most complicated, most extreme patients. 1% of patients in Camden are 30% of the cost. So these are the forgotten people in healthcare that we don't do a good job paying attention to.
Dr. Brenner, before we go, you actually knew secretly that you were going to get the MacArthur for a couple weeks?
It's a hard secret to keep. They call you in the middle of your workday, and it's hard to go back to work after that.
Dr. Jeff Brenner, founder of the Camden Coalition and winner of a MacArthur Grant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.